listening to the Bee Business Bee podcast. Buzzing for business.
Hello and welcome to another Bee Business Bee podcast. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Bee Business Bee. Coming up on this week's show, we could find out why Greece could possibly be leaving the Eurozone, why the sky may not necessarily be the limit for Sky, who are looking to expand into new markets, and why, when you go shopping in Sainsbury's, you could soon pick up more than you bargained for. All this and much more coming up in today's Bee Business Bee podcast.
The Bee Business Bee podcast. The best business podcast not on the radio.
Big news story this week from the world of business was coming from Greece, where Syriza, the party that opposed austerity, had managed to form the largest party following an election. They were actually 2 seats short of majority, having 149 seats, and they actually needed 151. They formed a very strange alliance with a right-wing party, however both are opposed to austerity. This has led fears across the Eurozone, as Greece is threatening to want to reduce its debts that it has to pay back for the money it's being given by the Eurozone members. Germany, quite rightly, appears to oppose this because it fears that once one country defaults on its debts, how many other Eurozone members will do exactly the same? This, of course, has sent panic in the markets. Originally, as soon as the markets opened in Australia, the value of the euro dropped, and clearly this showed the weaker economy. It did actually recover slightly towards the end of the day and this week, however, the fears still exist. There are suspicions that this could go on for many, many months yet, and there is no decision. Some people think that Germany may cave in. Angela Merkel will try and write off some of the smaller debts that they've got in Greece to try and ensure that Greece remains a part of the Eurozone and don't have a breakaway, as of course instability is one of the biggest worries in any business world, because this obviously creates people to save money, it creates panic, and it starts to lead to a greater chance of recession. Something the Eurozone doesn't need, with news that Germany, for example, has started to see deflation taking place, where prices are starting to fall, which of course is a bad thing if it starts to continue, because once it continues, that means that people start to look to cut back and cut back on wages and cut back on jobs. Of course, that could be linked to fuel prices dropping at the moment and the cost of energy dropping. But it's one of those things to keep our eye on and keep watching. And it's the mobile phone market back in the news once again. This time it's not 3&02, it's not BT and EE, it's actually Sky and Telefonica, or Sky and O2 as we like to know them in this country, where Sky are looking to now enter the quad play market. This is following on from BT's plans to buy into EE. Sky are proposing to set up what they call a mobile virtual network, which will operate as a wholesale basis where they buy the airtime and space off O2 and then sell it on to their own customers. This will allow them to offer mobile phone contracts to their customers. It's an interesting move because Sky previously have always been thought to think that quad play isn't really a market to target, as they feel that customers tend to like to choose different companies for their mobile phone and maybe who they use for their TV or their broadband provider. This will be an interesting move and maybe one that's been brought about as a result of BT looking to go and purchase EE for the reported £12.5 billion. It will be interesting to see how this move plays out, as some people suspected that Sky may try and take over O2. Of course, we learnt last week that actually O2's in talks with Hutchison, who own 3 in the UK. So we don't know where this will lead to. However, what we do know is that Sky are now looking to diversify into new markets and obviously increase the average revenue spend per customer. This will be one to watch over the next few months because it's rumoured that the service will actually launch in 2016. And finally this week, we have the news that Argos are looking to diversify where they place their stores. They've agreed a deal with Sainsbury's to set up 20 what we call satellite stores. They're going to be based in the actual Sainsbury's, small outlets where they're going to have digital displays, taking advantage of new technology, where customers can place orders in store, or they can collect orders in store once they're doing their shopping. This is an interesting move, and one which follows many supermarkets. You may recall that Tesco and Asda have their own versions of catalogue companies, where you can purchase products and pick them up in store when you go and do your weekly shopping. However, Sainsbury's have stayed away from this typically. However, maybe this is their move now to move into this area of the market by putting their toe into the water. The level of risk for both Sainsbury's and Argos is minimal because it's a shared venture. However, it could prove to be one of the most successful moves for both companies. It could see more customers visit Sainsbury's when they're going to pick up their electrical items and make increased purchases. And at the same time, it could reduce the overheads for Argos, Because if they're able to shut some stores and obviously relocate inside of Sainsbury's, this obviously will reduce the overhead, the cost they've got, and the number of staff they have per store. Again, this is something that we need to keep our eye on, because this move appears to be something which is happening more and more. Just think of the previous story where we talked about with the Sky and the O2 partnership again on a venture, a joint venture. And this is something we need to keep our eye on, because I think we'll see more and more of this over the coming year. It appears to be a new strategy of diversification, but by limiting the risk. And that is the week's business news.
Business Bee Podcast Word of the Week.
Diversification in a business sense is when you look to enter a new market or you develop a new product for a new market. Something which is different to what the company currently offers. Diversification is typically a strategy which a company follows. For example, think of BT and Sky. By moving into the mobile phone market, they're entering into a new market they don't currently compete in. This, of course, offers much more potential to grow than maybe their existing market, which has become saturated. And that's why diversification is an important strategy, and we have selected it as our Word of the Week.
The Bee Business Bee Podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio.
Thank you for joining me today with the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to feedback to me and give me a follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BeeBusinessBee. You can always tweet me. It's @BeeBusinessBee. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/BeeBusinessBee. Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/BeeBusinessBee. Plenty of free resources and videos on there to help you with your business studies. And of course, check out my website. It's beebusinessbee.co.uk. Full of resources and quizzes that can help you with your business studies. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. Recommend it to friends, share it, like it, and give me some feedback and help me to improve it for the future. It's all about making sure that you enjoy business as much as I enjoy delivering it and sharing it with you. Until next time, I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Bee Business Bee Podcast. Buzzing for business.